Well, Christmas is just around the corner. It's the happiest time of the year, or at least that's what they say. But for heaps of people, Christmas can be a lonely time. Dr. Catherine Daly from RMIT, the emphasis on family can make it a tough time if you don't have any, right?
Yeah, so Christmas can be a really great time for probably the majority of people, but it's almost because of that that it makes it a really isolating time for a small group of the population.
I imagine that people on the margins feel especially vulnerable at Christmas.
Yeah, so what we know is that those who are socially isolated, often, you know, through various, you know, reasons, homelessness being a big one,
yep.
Mental ill health, you know, family separations and breakdowns, make people feel really lonely because everybody else is catching up with their family and everyone's talking about catching up with their family. And so when that's not a part of your life, it just emphasises that it's not a part of your life.
Because what you're saying is so true, because a lot of the volunteers who come to my foundation at Christmas are lonely in themselves as well.
It's really great that some people do sort of take that initiative in recognising that, you know, you can't create a family. If you don't have a family or you're not in contact with
yep.
your family or it's problematic, you
yep.
can't resolve that by Christmas. But, you know, the whole world shuts down on Christmas. So
yep.
to then identify to going, you know what, I'm going to go and participate in something. I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to give back. Often gives people a sense of purpose and a sense of meaning and a sense of community on that day.
Another aspect is the financial one. People must feel anxious about buying gifts for loved ones, especially when they can't afford it.
Yeah, and there's a really big pressure on that, particularly with the idea of Santa. You know, if kids are at school and, you know, how come their friend, Santa gave their friend so many more gifts
yeah.
than they got?
Yeah.
And it's enormously stressful for the parents of those children who, of course, want to be able to, you know, give their children the world, but often are struggling to make ends meet.
Yeah, because everyone wants the best for their kids and everyone wants Santa to come loaded with toys, don't they?
Yeah, and what we're seeing is there's some, you know, small sort of movements that are often advertised on social media around why don't we shift Santa just to give, you know, Santa gives every child one gift and any extra gifts come from parents. But, you know, it doesn't always work out so well.
No, it doesn't. I'm talking with Dr. Catherine Daly from RMIT. Catherine, can all this lead to things like substance abuse as a coping mechanism?
Yeah, so what we know is that, you know, this time of year is actually where we see the highest rates of substance abuse issues, suicide attempts and ideation. And it's because of that sense of, you know, loneliness or purposelessness or a lack of connection or community. And what's interesting is it's not just people who literally don't have connections. It's often people who might have, you know, are recently bereaved or
yeah.
perhaps their child are overseas
yeah.
or recently divorced. So they still have people in their lives and often they're actually getting extra invites for Christmas because people are aware that it's their first Christmas
yep.
without their significant other. But ironically, those people feel more alone because they know that they're being invited
yes.
because their partner is no longer there or their
yeah.
child's no longer there or so forth.
So what are some of the antidotes to loneliness and stress at this time of year, Catherine?
I think, you know, like what, you know, the volunteers at your work are doing is really great, that they're recognising that, you know, what can I do to make it a better time
yeah.
for me? And it's not suggesting that volunteering is the solution for everybody, but having that mindset of, okay, what can I do on this day to avoid it being, you know, really, really terrible? And what could I link in with? Or what could I do that's going to give me a sense of
yeah.
satisfaction
yeah.
or purpose?
Yes.
And for some people, it might be, you know, switching off social media. They don't want to see everybody else's family Christmas
yep.
photos.
Yes, yes.
You know, like really rubbing it in. It might be, you know, I'm going to go and sit at the beach and read a book. Or, you know, but being able to identify that it is a day that they might feel vulnerable and what are the things that help them through that.
Good insight, sweetheart. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight.
Thanks, Bill.